All right. Good morning. Good morning. This is Rod Steele, and you're listening to the Fusion here on HOTT 923. We're on and popping this morning. This beautiful, beautiful Saturday morning. A lot of you experiencing a little bit of aqua boogie outside, but that's okay. Man, it's good to be in the number just one more time. We made the cut. We are on this earth and able to go out and do good and stand in the gap for others and also take care of ourselves, take care of our family, and once again, be positive, be a positive influence on the environment and society surrounding. Welcome to the Fusion today. Man, we got a lot of great music playing for you today. The featured artist of the day is Naji. We got that smoke coming up after the praise song. We got Tim Bowman Jr. on the praise song. It's called I'm Good. A lot of times when things are going wrong, you gotta just look in the mirror and say, but I'm good. I'm good because I'm gonna fight through whatever Satan throws our way with the power, with the full armor of the man upstairs. So once again, hang with us for the next 3 hours. We got a lot of great things going on at 11 o'clock. We are bringing back, which version do you prefer? I missed being with you guys last week and hearing your votes and comments on the particular comparisons. But we are back today, three comparisons strong. Got a lot of things going on, and stick with us. You will be excited, and you will be entertained. Guaranteed toe tapping and finger snapping here on The Fusion with Rod Steele. Keep it locked here. We'll be right back with the praise song of the day. To our praise song again with Tim Bowman Jr. here on The Fusion with Rod Steele.
People say, Tim, yo, you're my hero. How you do it? How you stay strong? Let them all know there's so much that I've been through. I have my days when it's true, y'all. I just can't smile, I just won't cry. It ain't easy, sometimes it's work just to be alive. But when I think of the goodness that's come to me, it's easier to let go of all my grief. Sometimes you gotta tell yourself that I'm not having it. Just take a good look in the mirror, say to yourself, I've come to fight and quit. So say I'm good, good enough to love myself, good enough to have success. am I confident? I reply with every now and then. But life comes down to two things, and that's rejection and acceptance. So I reject that there's no peace, and I accept that I am free. That's all I have to be, and that's all I ever need. Cause when I think of the goodness that's come to me, it's easier to let go of all my grief. Sometimes you gotta tell yourself that I'm not having it. Just take a good look in the mirror, say to yourself, I've come too far to quit. So say I'm good, good enough to love myself, good enough to have success. What you gain from all your stress is the freedom to know that God is blessed. I'm good enough to handle my bills, good enough to raise my kids. This past is the past, and honestly, I'm happy for where I'm at because I'm my people. Let me tell you, and I'ma say it loud and clear, and you listen, so you hear me, so you never will forget. You're good enough to get that job, you're good enough to drive that car, and on top of all these things, you're good enough to have your dreams. Yeah, yeah, ooh, yeah, 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 yeah.
Love that song. It always peps me up when I hear it. I'm Good by Tim Bowman Jr. Tim Bowman Sr. is also an extremely accomplished gospel artist, man. He has some very, very nice jazz stuff going on. So once again, if you want to feel the vibe of some good music, check out Tim Bowman Jr. and Tim Bowman Sr. Man, we got that smoke coming up here. And I got three fantastic artists inside the smoke. Got Rick James, Loose Ends, and George Benson. So get up out of that chair, get up out of that bed, get that blood to flowing. Here is the smoke here on The Fusion with Rod Steele. Stay with us.
Go home.
Give it to me, baby. Rick James, born James Ambrose Johnson Jr., American singer-songwriter. Man, woo, died August the 6th, 2004. Oakwood. Man, that's a pretty good pronunciation where he was from. But Give It to Me, Baby, that's the first leg of our smoke this morning. This other song is on Contemplating. It's called Hanging on a String. People got you in between trying to make a decision. You can sing this song because it's on Contemplating, Hanging on a String. Check it out. R&B band had several hits in the 1980s. Loose Ends, one of my favorites. Went to the Fox Theater in Atlanta, Georgia to check them out one time. Boy, I heard when they broke up, it was very, very physical and very, very volatile. So I think I've seen them lately. Hopefully they buried the hatchet. Whatever problems that they had, whatever creative differences that they had, I hope they buried the hatchet, because I saw them performing not too long ago. We're gonna go to the king of the guitar here for the third leg of the smoke, my man George Benson. Check it out.
remember the days when we never had a dime, and our dreams seemed a million miles away. But we made it, baby, facing the bad times with a smile. Growing stronger day by day.
Talk about how music is so nostalgic. Every time I hear this song, Love Time, Love, I think of being at the Atlanta Hawks game when the Omni was still their arena. That's a long time ago. That's all right. We're going to get right back into some Rick James here. And I think it's important, man, because, you know, back in my time, you didn't know a whole lot about Rick James. And man, I love my listeners, man. Derek Davis, Newport News, Virginia, has already sent me some information on Rick James. The Rick James story. I will be checking that out, Derek. I appreciate that, man. And because, you know, we all want to know what was behind that big Jerry Curl wig or whatever the heck Rick was wearing back in the day. And that word that I struggle pronouncing was where he died in 2004. It's an apartment complex. Interesting. Died of a heart attack at 56. But once again, check this one out by Rick James, The Fourth Leg of the Smoke.
Thank you.
for the club banger back in the day. Didn't know this song was over eight minutes long. But boy, I tell you, I'm very interested. Reading a lot up on Rick James here. 1964. Entering the U.S. Navy Reserve to avoid being drafted into the Army. Man, James, very interesting life here. Married twice, four kids. Yes, I will be checking out. I will be checking out the story of Rick James. And also, you know, to tie in another part of my show, doesn't that sound familiar? You know, you remember Super Freak, the same song that was used by MC Hammer in one of his hit cuts back in the day. So, once again, we're going to move forward. More loose ends here. Yes, in order. Check this one out. Sticking with the theme here. Hope you enjoying the smoke here on The Fusion with Rod Steele. Check out this second George Benson here.
So give me the night. ocean. I'll be the dying of that wine, a little late romance. So chain reaction. We'll see the people of the world coming out to dance. Cause there's music in the air and lots of loving everywhere. So give me the night.
George Benson, I'm here to tell you right now, one of my favorite artists of all times. Go off the beaten path for this last leg of The Smoke, one of my favorite hype songs of all time. I gotta go with the 3-6 Mafia. No matter what's going on in your life, whether you're up, whether you're down, I want you to what? Stay fly.
Stay.
that concludes the smoke for the day. I'm giggling, man, because I'm just here to tell you, the 3-6 Mafia, they got one there. Like I say, that's one of my favorite hype songs of all time. Stay fly. Hope you enjoyed the smoke today with George Benson, Loose Ends, yes, and Rick James. None other than the great Rick James. May he rest in peace. Gonna take a step back here on The Fusion with Rod Steele with some Cal Harris Jr. This is soulful as we have our first jazz break of the day. That's a smooth cut right there. It's called Soulful. As we get to our first set of the day, Maurice White, Smokey Robinson, and Force MDs. You don't want to miss this set right here. Check it out. And the Miracles, man, I could dedicate that to my mama right there, but that's okay. Check out this Force MDs. Set. Man, we're gonna take a step back. This is Marion Meadows, man. It's a banging jazz song called Black Pearl. Man, that last set, Force MD's Love is a House. Yes, that was the cut back in the day. Smokey Robinson, Tears of a Clown, and The Miracles. Hold on, don't let me forget The Miracles. Smokey Robinson and The Miracles, Tears of a Clown. Yes, Maurice White, Switch On Your Radios, where we started. Yes, we're back. Man, I got some low key coming up for you. Ooh, an American hip-hop band formed in Kansas City, Missouri, and Minneapolis, Minnesota. Their single coming up, I Got a Thang For You, 1993, reached number one on the Billboard's Hot R&B Singles chart. So you don't want to miss the next set. I also got some Melba Moore coming up for you. Man, we're going to talk about Melba Moore. She's been around for a while and much, much more. So keep it locked. This is Rod Steele. You're listening to The Fusion.
Good stuff, oh, you're so tough. You put some things on my mind. Now don't desert me, but girl, just hurt me. With all the love you can find, oh baby girl, my lemon drop, my lollipop, girl, candy must be your name. Cause your sweetness is my weakness, and I'm damn sure nothing can beat this.
Girl, I like it better. Listen to me, just oh, the sun does shine every day.
Yeah, every
no dreariness, a loneliness has dark in my bad way. I never wanna call my heart will wander. Baby, when we're apart, Cupid must have hit.
Got a thing for you. Man, love that cut right there. This next cut by Melba Moore. Man, born Beatrice Melba Hill. Or Beatrice Melba Smith. Also known for her name, Melba Moore. American singer and actress. Today, she's 70. Well, her birthday is not today, but she's 78 years old. So, once again, she's been around for a while. Check out this cut from Melba called It's Been So Long.
You're my lucky number. Yes, you are.
You're my life and my dreams. You mean everything to me. There's no other love can do the things that you do. So come closer to me and be my fantasy. And make love. Just me and you.
Rod Steele on Hot 92.3.
Well, I tell you, goosebumps that song brings right here as we take a step back. This is Gina by Najee. And I'm going to talk about that last set. Spoke to you about the featured artist of the day. Who is Najee? Yes, the young man. Woo, got some songs for you. Noah's Ark, man, you could see it all. Just pull it up. He's 66 years old, man. Jerome Najee Rashid. November 4th, 1957, New York City. Known professionally as Just Najee. American jazz saxophonist and flautist. Often wondered why they just didn't call the word a flutist if you played the flute, but I'll talk about that another day. I'm going to get back to this song and let you feel the vibe very, very soon. I'm going to talk about that last set because you heard Just Tonight, Just You and Me, which is Phil Perry, featured Najee, and a little bit of Mesa, I think I heard in there. All the way back to Melba Moore, it's been so long, we talked about that one. Back to Low Key, I Got a Thing for You. And so, still got great music playing for you today. Don't forget, you can text me your requests at 678-283-1767. That's 678-283-1767. 1767. I plan to get it on for you and give you a shout out in the process. Got some Dan Hartman coming up next and much, much more. Got some more Najee coming up. Najee and Will Downing did a Shylights cut right there. Man, gonna be nice. Keep it locked. I also got a SOS triple play concert coming up in about 15 to 20 minutes. So keep it locked here on The Fusion with Rod Steele. We're having a ball, and I hope you are having a ball also. Be back with you shortly. Feel the vibe on this Najee. Yes, Gina.
Thank you.
young man from Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. We lost him in Westport, Connecticut, 1994. Died on March 22nd. It's a great song right here. I think it's a movie score. We heard him in some movies like Breaking, if I remember correctly. And any listeners want to correct me, just chime in, 678-283-1767. Going to get into a little swing out sister here. Check this one out here on The Fusion with Rod Steele. Square, the British pop group best known worldwide for the 1986 song Breakout. This is Twilight World here. Once again, members Andy Connell and Corinne Drury, past members Martin Jackson. Awesome group right there. Swing Out Sister. Right, we're going to head on into some slow music here. We're going to slow it down for you with some Teddy Pendergrass. Check this one out.
Been a long time coming. You brought my love back to life with your lovely smile, baby. I searched the world over. There is no other I'd rather love tonight. Since you came and brought me love, you erased all the hurt and the pain I've known. And I'm still in need of you. Bring me back to life, baby. Your love is the power, baby. Want to be my angel, heaven sent. And then you brightened up my life. Girl, you make my whole world right. You are the one. You're my everything, baby. 'Cause when I turned to you, you knew how to love me.
Love me.
You gave me my dream and my song. How I long to sing, yeah. See now I'm not so alone. I keep you living in my heart, baby. I've been feeling it way down deep in my soul. Oh yeah.
It's the hour of the
I tell you about your love.
It's
oh, yes, I do.
It's the hour.
It's the moment.
It's the
minute. See, now's the time.
It's the hour.
To give you all of my loving.
It's the hour.
Oh, yes, it is. The moment.
It's
the minute. And I don't mind. Just what you need. No, man.
And I love to slow it down for my listeners because I always say you can't stay turned up all the time. This is Love is the Power, released in 1988 off the album Joy. Teddy Pendergrass, and once again, fantastic man, fantastic career. You know, we lost Teddy P January 13th, 2010. May he rest in peace. All right, Man, I'm going to dedicate this next set as I promised. Triple play. Triple play mini concert. Going to dedicate this to my homeboy, Randall Griffin. We call him Big Money Griff. Passed away. May he rest in peace. Sending condolences. The Fusion with Rod Steele. Sending condolences to his family, the Griffin family, all the children, everybody involved, the entire family. He will be laid to rest today in the metropolitan Atlanta area. But this next set, the SOS Triple Play Mini Concert, will be dedicated to Randall Griffin, Big Money Griff. If any of you guys follow me on social media, put a nice picture up of me and Randall back at a concert with Glenn M. Ray in town. And so he will be missed. I'll be back with you shortly with that SOS Triple Play. Keep it locked here. This is Rod Steele. And you're listening to The Fusion. SOS Mini Concert Triple Play 1986, Even When You Sleep. We'll take you back to 1980 right now. Check this one out. And do it right. Gonna take you right back to 1986 with this cut right here. Check it out.
The finest. As life goes on, you learn to hold on. You learn to appreciate the finer things in life. The finest.
We'll be right back.
92.3. Take a step back. Here's Najee again. The Night I Fell in Love. Yes, it's the jazz cut from the great Luther Vandross hit. And you heard that triple play dedicated to Randall Griffin, Big Money Griff. May he rest in peace. Want to be clear. The services are today in Metropolitan Atlanta. And I pray that everybody travels safe. I know he held in Tuskegee, Alabama, where I'm from, my homeboy. But I think he'll be laid to rest in Opelika, Alabama. And so I wanted to represent that the way it is. I deeply appreciate everybody listening in. And once again, it was a pleasure to play that for Randall, in tribute to Randall, especially during that time. But the SOS band, boy, I tell you, originated in Atlanta, Georgia. Yes, funk, R&B, post-disco boogie. Years active, 1977 to present. Coming up on their 50th anniversary. Yes. Bruno Spaight, Jason Bryant, Chandra Curley, and Abdul Rauf. Seems like original members, past members, Jason Bryant, Billy Ellis, James Earl Jones III, Willie Sonny Killebrew, John Simpson, Bruno Spaight, Chandra Curley, past members. And I think they're performing today with a band. The members are Mary Davis and Abdul Rauf, the remaining original member. As I get my lips together to speak. But I'm going to sit back here. Let you enjoy this cut, and we got more music coming up for you. Don't forget, at 11 o'clock, about a good 23 minutes, we will have Which Version Do You Prefer? A fantastic segment where we compare the original versions of songs to their cover versions of those songs. I'm looking forward to it because we didn't get a chance to do it last week. So keep it locked here on The Fusion with Rod Steele. We'll be back with you shortly.
It's time again for the Jazz Fusion with Rod Steele.
Rod Steele on Hot 92.3.
Hot 92.3, playing the best R&B, jazz, and inspirational music.
No one does it better. Keep it locked in to Hot 92.3 with The Fusion and Rod Steele.
Early morning rising, and all I can think of is you. your love, your sweetest love. You have never failed me, no.
Can appreciate good music. This is a cut and a half right here. Boy, great combination with Najee and Mesa Leak. You know Mesa Leak did a lot with Incognito, and now she's performing on her own. But this is a massive cut right here. I'm gonna let you feel the last 30 seconds of this vibe before we get into some Cameo and some Earth, Wind, and Fire. So stay with us.
baby, see. Solve the mystery. Taught me that love and time will change your mind and make it right. Bring your darkness to the light. My heart sings in the night. My love I bring to you.
With this loving heart dedicated to you, for the living in me, I will make you mine, side by side.
Forever you waited.
Everybody spins the best R&B and jazz like Rod Steele with the Jazz Fusion on Hot 92.3.
Today, man, I had a show of combinations. If you didn't realize it, boy, this is Michael McDonald and David Sanborn on this cut together. We also had Najee, Phil Perry, Mesa Leek, Najee and Mesa Leek, and we had a cut with Najee and Will Downey, but I think I'm gonna save that. Might go into the which version do you prefer? I'm speaking with my executive producer, Greg Turner, about that cut right there. So we might put that one in the WVDYP on a future date and time. All right, we're headed close to which version do you prefer? So we're going to throw a little Entombé in there. Check this one out.
But no!
which version do you prefer? On The Fusion on Hot 92.3.
There goes that music again. It's time for which version do you prefer? Yes, WVDYP here on The Fusion with Rod Steele. Let's get right into it. Comparison one. Song is called Sweet Baby. It's a beautiful song by American musicians George Duke and Stanley Clark. It was released in 1981 as the first single off their collaborative debut album, The Clark Duke Project, reaching a peak position of number 19 on the U.S. Billboard's Hot 100 charts. The single remained on the chart for a total of 20 weeks on the U.S. Billboard's Hot R&B Hip Hop Songs chart. Sweet Baby reached all the way to number 6. The song is also noteworthy for its use of the electric sitar, which is a type of electric string instrument designed to mimic the sound of a sitar, a traditional musical instrument of India. Okay. And we're going to compare George Duke and Stanley Clark's original version of Sweet Baby to the cover version done by the singer and songwriter Al Jarreau, who did his version of the song featuring Layla Hathaway back in 2014 as part of a tribute album titled My Old Friend, celebrating George Duke. That album went all the way to number 1 on the U.S. Billboard's jazz charts. So that's our comparison of the day. That's our first comparison of the day, Sweet Baby. Originally made by George Duke and Stanley Clark, released in 1981, compared to Al Jarreau and Layla Hathaway, who released their version of the song in 2014. All I'm interested in knowing at the end of these songs is which version do you prefer? You can text me your vote and your comments at 678-283-1767. That's 678-283-1767. We'll talk about it. We'll give you a shout out in the process and we'll go from there. Keep it locked here. This is Rod Steele and you're listening to The Fusion.
Thank you.
right, one of my favorite cuts right there from George Duke, Stanley Clark, Sweet Baby. All right, let's see what Al Jarreau brings to the table on this cut right here.
About your loving Sunday evenings, the fun we used to share. Looking through the memories in my mind. Since I've laughed and cried and thought it over, now I realize that it's never over, only set aside. Oh, it's you, be free from your embrace,
sweet baby.
Only hoping it's not too late to try again. It's true,
sweet baby.
Ever lost and captured by your smile,
sweet baby.
I will always be right there by your side, right by your side.
Lying here alone, I'm dreaming. My mind keeps wandering, my thoughts are only you. Wandering through the memories in my mind. How could love so real have turned so empty? I just keep wondering why. Will I ever find the love we shared
together, you and I?
Oh, it's you. Such a long, hard road to climb,
sweet baby.
Only hoping it's not too late to try again with you,
sweet baby.
Won't you try and believe in what I say?
All right, so that, a couple of minutes of both of those songs, Sweet Baby, again, originally done by George Duke and Stanley Clark, covered by two great artists, Al Jarreau, the iconic Al Jarreau, and Layla Hathaway. Now, it's time for you to tell me, which version did you prefer? All right, we're going to go to the folks here in just a second. We're going to get our instrumental on here and see where we are. All right. Mama D chimes in early. Hey, Mama D, how you doing? Hope you are well. Can't choose. I like them both. A huge fan of Al. Yes, Al Jarreau is iconic. And so, Val in Montgomery, Alabama says George Duke. George Duke. So we got a tie and a George Duke vote for Sweet Baby. Boy, I tell you. You know, it's interesting when you kind of look at the production and the vibe of George Duke and Stanley Clark. It stayed consistent because George Duke was the singer. Stanley Clark played the guitar, and I'm sure he, you know, chimed in on some background vocals or whatever the case may be. But then when you get to the cover version with Al Jarreau and Layla Hathaway, you kind of get a change because I think Al sang the first verse and then Layla chimed in to the second. And then Al chimed back in. So you kind of get a little bit of a transition there between voices. And that's the difference between the songs, in my opinion. But it's not about me. Way bigger than me. It's about which version do you prefer. And a lot of people, you know, I mean, I remember the cut back in the day, you know, my brothers might have been playing it in the room or whatever the case may be. It was just a nice cut. And you begin to learn about George Duke and Stanley Clark. And you know, what they meant to the music scene and stuff like that. So, you know, it's pretty interesting. But a lot of you out there may not know that Al Jarreau covered this song. I didn't know until I got the facts from my music, my executive producer, Greg. And so, man, the education of it alone is fantastic. Even if you're not a big fan of the song, just knowing. And I think, you know, the question is, would you be honored for an artist like Al Jarreau to cover one of your cuts? So that's interesting to me. That's interesting to me. So I'm going to step back here on the first comparison of the day and let you clean that music palette. And so we get to the second comparison here very, very shortly. So keep it locked. Here on The Fusion with Rod Steele, we'll be right back. Thank you for all the votes and all the comments. We'll be back shortly. Second comparison of the day. But before we go, we had a couple of listeners that chimed in. My sister from another Mr. Victoria. Victoria said, both are nice, but I choose George Duke. So right now, everybody's on the Ty vibe, which I don't have a problem with because it's not about me. I don't have a preference here. I want to know the version that you prefer. Man, Vincent chimes in, Metropolitan Atlanta. Duke Clark, nostalgic. I like it best. Great Al Jarreau fan. Didn't know he covered that. That's right, Vince. I didn't either, like I just mentioned. And so, fantastic. Looks like we got some ties and some George Duke. I think George Duke and Stanley Clark, the original, stays on top for this comparison. All right. For comparison number two, it's a three-way comparison. La La means I love you. It's a slow cut R&B soul song written by Tom Bell and William Hart and first recorded and performed by the American vocal group from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, the Delphonics. The song was released originally in December 1967 by Philly Groove Records. The song went to number 4 on the U.S. Billboard's pop charts and went to number 2 on the U.S. Billboard's R&B chart. The song is one of the Delphonics' most enduring record recordings and perhaps their best love. And we're going to compare that with the Jackson 5, who covered the song on their 1970 album ABC, their second album on Motown, on the Motown label, and it was featured in their early 1970s Saturday morning cartoon, versus the second cover version done in 1994 by the British pop group Swing Out Sister that we spoke about earlier in the show, who released their version of La La Means I Love You off their fourth studio album titled The Living Return. Their version peaked at number 37 on the UK singles chart. The song also appeared on the soundtrack of the film Four Weddings and a Funeral. We're going to get right into it right here. Here's the Delphonics. La La Means I Love You here on The Fusion with Rod Steele.
Many guys have come to you with a line that wasn't true, and you passed them by.
Passed them by.
Though you're in the center ring, and their lines don't mean a thing, why don't
me try.
Let me try.
Now I don't wear a diamond ring. I don't even know a song to sing. All I know is la 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 la. I love you. Oh, baby, please now. La 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 la. I love you. If I ever saw a girl that I needed in this world, you are the one. Girl, and fill you with my charms, I'm sure you will see.
You will see.
The things I am saying are true, and the way I explain them to you. Listen to me,
la 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 la.
Man, beautiful cut right there by the Delphonics. We're gonna compare it to the Jackson 5. Check this out. Jackson 5 on their cover of La 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 Means I Love You. All right. The third song and the second cover, Swing Out Sister. Let's see what they bring to the table here. On which version do you prefer? The fusion with Rod Steele.
Sweet.
right, Swing Out Sister. La 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 means I love you. Man, we got some early votes on this one, boy. I tell you the truth, man. I looked down at my phone. I was like, whoa. Whoa. We hadn't even finished playing the third song yet. And we got people that have chimed in. And sometimes on a three-way comparison, we get people that will like to rank them, you know, one, two, and three, as far as their choice is concerned. Whichever way you want to present it, I'm good. You can text me at 678-283-1767. 678-283-1767. Man, let's get it started here. Tony in Tuskegee, Alabama. Yes, going with the Delphonics right off the bat. Man, don't waste no time. Ben Davis III in Birmingham, Alabama. Delphonics, enough said. Jackson 5 voices, we're still growing. Ben, I appreciate you chiming in this morning, man. Thank you. Thank you very, very much. Oh, my goodness. It's a beautiful thing. Yes, Jasmine in Chicago, Illinois. The Delphonics. All right. So far, we're unanimous with the Delphonics. So, yo, let's keep it going. Let me see what Val in Montgomery, Alabama said. All three are good. So, Val liked all three songs. Val, I appreciate you chiming in this morning. Thank you for supporting the fusion with Rod Steele. Love you, and there's absolutely nothing that you can do about it. All right. Mama D chimes in. Delphonics for me, love them. Although the Jackson 5 wasn't too bad, the third version was okay, just didn't hit the spot. The Delphonics, yes. Mama D, you always give it to me straight, transparent. I love it. Yes, that's the way I want it. No chaser. All right, people, I love it. I love it. I'm gonna let you kind of chime back if we get some late votes in. I will represent. You know I will. This is Rod Steele. You're listening to The Fusion. I'm going to let you clean that musical palette, and we'll be back very, very shortly for the third comparison of the day, and it is a pretty good one. I think you're going to enjoy it. Keep it locked here on The Fusion with Rod Steele. Get into it. Third comparison of the day. Song's called Georgie Porgy. It's a song by American rock band from Los Angeles, California, and six-time Grammy Award winner Toto, which formed back in 1977. This hit song was written by a band member, David Paich, and we've talked about him a number of times on this show. He's known as an outstanding singer-songwriter, keyboardist, who has written songs as Hold the Line, 99, Dirty Low Down, Miss Sun, The Lido Shuffle for Bob Skaggs, Got to Be Real for Cheryl Lynn. We played that last week in The Smoke. Lady Love Me One More Time, George Benson, played that last week, and was a part of the producers who worked on Michael Jackson's Thriller album. Just to name a few, back in 1977, and it was released off their third studio album in 1979 titled Toto. The song reached number 18 on the Billboard's Hot R&B Hip Hop Songs chart. Here's a musical fact. Cheryl Lynn provided the vocals on the song, and Stephen Lee Lukather, that's Lukather, a founding member of Toto, song lead vocals. So we're going to compare that to the cover version done by American R&B singer-songwriter Eric Benet, released off his second studio album, A Day in the Life, back in February of 1999. This version features vocals from fellow American R&B singer Faith Evans and was produced by R&B group from Oakland, California, Something for the People. Benet's version peaked at number 2 in New Zealand, and it became the top 40 hit in the Netherlands, Sweden, and the UK. So there you have it, Georgie Porgy, originally done by Toto in 1977, covered by Eric Benet in February of 1999. Man, some 22 years later. That will be the next song that you will hear on The Fusion with Rod Steele. So that's the original version of Georgie Porgy by Toto. Man, let's see what Eric Benet and Faith Evans brings to the table on this cover. Keep it locked here on The Fusion with Rod Steele.
Contemplation over you. I'm not so systematic. It's just that I'm an addict for your love.
Can't you see it? Oh, yeah.
what do you think? Eric Benet, Faith Evans, Toto, the original versus the cover. Which version do you prefer? All right. Boy, we got some people. We got some people. Boy, I tell you. My man Vince Marino did chime in late on the Delphonics, so that made it even more unanimous than it is. And so, yes, we're having a ball. Damn. David Moore chimes in. My vote is for Toto. David, thank you for chiming in and supporting the fusion with Rod Steele. David, the metropolitan Atlanta area. Yes. Toto. Val in Montgomery chose Eric Benet. All right. Well, no. Let me represent that right. Val in Montgomery said, I like Eric Benet, but got to go with Toto. Sorry, Val. Didn't want to misrepresent you at all there. Thank you for chiming in and supporting the fusion with Rod Steele. All right. We got some more votes here. Yes. Tony, Tuskegee, Alabama. Tony in Tuskegee, Alabama, going with Toto. With a lot of exclamation marks. I got it. Yes, sir. Thank you, Tony, for chiming in and supporting the fusion with Rod Steele. Mama D chimes in the metropolitan Atlanta area. Can't choose between these two. They both are good. Eric and Toto hit the spot. Okay. Mama D said, hey, they both brought about some tingling. So I like that. I like that. David in Denver, Colorado. Yes, Toto gets my vote. He drove cross country listening to Toto. I love that. David, thank you for chiming in and supporting the fusion with Rod Steele. Yes. Derek and Lisa in Newport News, Virginia. Toto. Okay. We got a little bit of a mixture here. Not very unanimous. And I tell you, man, it's very interesting. So Victoria chimes in, metropolitan Atlanta area. Eric Benet and Faith Evans. So I'm, you know, pleased with this vote, but I tell you. Right. A man, Vince, in metropolitan Atlanta area. Now, I like Toto, but that second cut by Benet and Evans has a groovy funk. I like it best. Hey, I respect that totally. I respect that totally. Listen, we're at the end of the third comparison of the day. And I just want to tell you guys, I deeply, deeply appreciate you chiming in and voting and listening to the show today. That goes without being the fact that I do not take you for granted. I want you to know, and I think I let you know as often as I can, how much I appreciate each and every one of you. But I beg of you to get up, look around, see how blessed you are. You know, let's put some things in place where we can go out and do positive things in the world and do things the right way. So I'm going to take a step back here. Let you clean that musical palette. We got a couple of more songs coming up. And then I'm going to play my final song for Mama, Mary Alice Turner in Tuskegee, Alabama. So stay with us. I'll be back shortly. Got some incognito coming up for you. You don't want to miss it. man, you know, I gotta get my incognito in there. This is Love, Joy, and Understanding. This next cut by Climax. While everybody was listening to the men all pause and meeting in the ladies' room and good love and man-sized love, I think they missed this cut right here, but I want to bring it to you today. It's called Divas Need Love Too. Check it out. Surprised a couple of people with that cut a couple of years ago, man. People just don't dig into that entire album, man. They always take the popular hit and try to roll with it. And I'm like, hey, there are more gems deep into that album if only you take time to listen. Listen, got a cut coming up here from Mary Alice Turner in Tuskegee, Alabama. Yes, My Mama. Sometimes I'll try to play songs by Aretha Franklin or Natalie Cole back in my mom's era. This time I'm going to play a song by Washington, D.C. native Lori Williams, international jazz soul vocalist and executive director of Positive Music for Positive Minds. This cut right here is called Too Late, It's My Time, and it's dedicated to Mary Alice Turner in Tuskegee, Alabama. Yes, My Mama. Check it out.
To my destination. my time. I've forgiven you for my holiday. No more sad songs. I can see the day break. Morning meditation, thoughtful relaxation. Trust the healing, learn to love again, love again.
It's your time. I love it. All right, guys, it's time for me to say my goodbyes. And it's incredible how much like Asa Leek she sounds. Beautiful voice, Lori Williams. All right, guys, like I always say, if the Lord is willing and the creek don't rise, I plan on being back here next week on The Fusion with Rod Steele. So once again, I bid you a good rest of the weekend. Go out and do good. Stand in the gap for someone. Take care of yourselves and each other. Man, this is Rod Steele signing off. Be good and be productive.
To me, so it seems. There's a reason. You're still standing after all you've seen. So don't you ever let go.